It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
K&C Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Bruce Bochy coming up in about 30 minutes. Oh. I forgot to mention this. The NFL will go back and do not one, not two, but three games once again on Christmas. So if you ever thought, hey, maybe they'll eventually ease up and give it back to the NBA. Nope. They will not.
Is Christmas on a Tuesday this year or something? Are we getting Tuesday night football this year?
I don't know what day Christmas is on. I'm very sorry for not having that.
What day is Christmas?
It's December 25th, sir.
December 25th this year is a Thursday. So.
Oh, okay.
Well, so it landed perfectly for
them. That fits right in with what they think. All right, it's time to power rank the power rankings for Major League Baseball. Would you like to go with ESPN or The Athletic today?
I think that ESPN, Kevin, will be worthy of this.
Okay. Alec, we go with ESPN. Gentlemen, who is the worst team in all of baseball?
The White Sox.
Chicago White Sox is correct. They are last in both power rankings. And if you recall, Alec, your new favorite statistic is that Polymarket said it was three times more likely this year that Jesus would come back than the White Sox would win the World Series.
It's amazing.
I have a friend who is a big White Sox fan, and he, after the first win, he was texting everybody. He was just like, oh, you see the White Sox and the Rangers lost. My first thing was, it's the Angels, bro.
Sure.
And then second, I followed up with this statistic that you threw out
yes.
there. And he laughed so hard. He was like, dang, that's a good one.
Keep in mind, four games into the season, the Chicago White Sox are only 39 wins short of matching last year's total.
Good job for them.
It's a true thing. All right. Is there another team that you want to throw under the bus and be like, this team absolutely sucks?
Who do you got? Angels?
Ooh, the Angels. The Angels are not at the bottom of the list. In fact, they are 24th, okay. Just ahead of the 25th placed, only call me the Athletics.
Really?
Yeah.
I guess they do have Leclerc, so.
Yeah. Whoops.
Yeah, not going great. Minnesota Twins?
The Minnesota Twins are even higher on the list at what?
You sure? Dude, the Twins are over for 4 right now.
They're getting demolished.
They didn't just leave the Twins out, did they?
What?
Surely. Hold on.
They forgot the Twins existed.
Hold on. Surely I just missed this somehow. Okay, this is boggling my mind. The Twins are 10th.
0-4. 10th best team in Major League Baseball.
I wonder how much different they are on the... Okay, I'm going to give you guys one chance to change. The Angels are 28th per The Athletic.
Mm.
And the Twins are 18th in The Athletic.
Okay, would you like let's go to back. Let's go,
okay,
yeah.
We're going back.
The Athletic to the is Athletic. Now worthy.
So
of this.
ESPN let you down.
Yeah, ESPN let me down.
From the 716, the Rangers should be number one, but Kevin went and effed it up. You don't know.
They might
still be number one. And from the 425, I'm not going to ask this question. With 3 NFL games on Christmas Day, will that make that FC Dallas player reconsider his favorite house? I'm never going to ask a question to FC Dallas players or hopefully any player ever.
Makes sense
about
to have
Christmas
3.
Again.
Because 3 wise men, 3 football games.
I'm not going to ask that question anymore. All right.
All right. Now I think we can rock this one.
Who is the number one team? Not in your heart, but in reality.
Probably the Dodgers. They're 6-0.
The Dodgers are number one. And this is how you know it's going well for you. Most encouraging sign. This is actually what it says. Everything?
Yeah.
And they said, think about this. Roki Sasaki hasn't been throwing strikes, and Mookie Betts hasn't been able to keep down solid food. Max Muncy hasn't made much contact either, and they're undefeated. Roki Sasaki's looked terrible so far.
The Yankees are perceived as cheaters with the torpedo bats because they were the first ones to like really expose it. They're at a plus 22 run differential. I don't know that the Dodgers had already exposed this or not, but I hadn't heard about it. They're at plus 19 already. So, like, without even, quote, cheating, they're already destroying everybody.
Really sad I missed that conversation yesterday. Should I take it that you do not believe the torpedo bats are cheating whatsoever? They're just smart.
I mean, if it's within, the understanding is length and width. Or length and weight is the important part of legality in baseball. If this falls within the legal constructs of the game, then why not? I'm surprised they didn't do this far, far earlier than this. And Bochy's probably going to tell you that there were some other bats being made. I compared it to sawing off the leg of a table during Nolan Ryan's second no-hitter.
Right.
I had that comparison. But no, I'm perfectly okay if that's the way that it is. And that's, if bats were always shaped like that, we wouldn't have a single problem with it. It's just now we're like, hold on, this is different. And I am kind of with Big Cat on this one, Kevin. I don't always agree with Big Cat from Barstool Sports, but... He said, can't we all just shut up for a minute so we can win some overs? And I was like, dude, he's right.
Yeah.
If everybody just shut up for a little bit, then the overs would have stayed low because they would have been like, why are they hitting so many home runs?
That was one of my favorite, in addition to on Sunday, because I think it was right after he had 3 home runs. Yankees fans saying Aaron effing Judge. I heard one person go, those bats though.
He wasn't using it.
But it was a positive. Like it wasn't those bats though.
Yeah.
It was like those bats Yeah, it was definitely a positive. All right. Do you think they're second then?
I'm going to go with the Padres.
The Padres.
At 5-0. Oh, my gosh.
Our number 7.
Oh, gosh.
Look, you say that now. Jeez. It's going to come around and work in your favor.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
all right.
Just trust
that.
So,
I guess, we'll go with the Yankees.
Should have picked the Yankees.
You know.
They are second on the list. Now, Alec, we're going to pivot to you. If the Dodgers are first, the Yankees are second, but the Padres aren't all the way down at 7, who is third?
That's tough. These lists have been weird so far.
Oh, yeah.
The Diamondbacks?
The Arizona Diamondbacks. That's a fair guess. But they're only 6th.
Huh.
Tied for 4th and 5th are the Braves and the Phillies. And remember, When I told you...
Hold on, what did you just say? The Braves are tied for what?
For fourth and fifth with the Phillies.
They're 0-5.
And that's why they dropped from second to tied for fourth and fifth.
Okay.
Hey, I didn't make these power rankings.
I guess they did lose all their games to the Dodgers and Padres, so that makes sense.
There you go. And yet somehow you think they would be below the Padres, but alas, they're not. So I understand your frustration. You want to complain a little bit about it, right? You should not. Because coming in at number three on the power rankings, including yesterday's game at a robust 3-2 record, the Texas Rangers.
-9 run differential, baby.
Have moved up from number 10 in the preseason rankings to number 3 in the Athletic Baseball rankings that were put out this morning.
All right, go get Rangers.
Thank you, Boach.
There you go, Boach. Thank you. How much do you think that would beat him down if we were like, hey, you guys were 10th in the preseason power rankings. Now you're up to 3rd.
I dare you.
I will not. Because he's going to be like,
what do you think about that, Boach?
I don't really care much for them rankings.
You know, I don't even know who is ranking them right now.
I know
I'm dumbfounded.
Yeah, that's fair. But they're number 3. And it says Wyatt Langford took a step forward toward taking the leap. Now, that's a lot in that sentence. So they're not saying he's taken the leap, but they're saying he took a step toward making the leap. They won 3 of 5 games, even though they got smashed yesterday. That moves them up from 10 to 3.
Dude, from the 4-2-5, the Braves should be 30th. They've scored 1 run in the last 3 games. And I went and checked. 6-1, 5-0, 1-0 in the last 3 losses.
Yikes.
That's bad.
I mean, look, we've talked about this before. I think it's really hard to break people's preconceived notions in the power rankings. They're like, yeah, I know they scored 1
run. Give them some dime.
And they lost. You just wait. And they don't want to slide, except for the CBS quarterback power rankings. Man, they dropped Patrick Mahomes like to 20 straight away. They're like, I don't care if he is the best player in the game. 20th.
It seemed like they were like, finally.
And here, they're like, hey, I don't care what happened with the Rangers yesterday. They're 3rd. If you would have stuck with ESPN, they are 7th on the list. So
ridiculous.
Advantage the Athletic. Do you believe right here and right now that the Texas Rangers are the 3rd best team in baseball? Feels maybe a little high at this early stage in the season.
Mostly because I haven't seen them have an unrivaled batting outing yet. Yeah. One of those where you're
there
just
has
like,
that offense,
man. There's that staple of what we always expected. I haven't seen that yet. And not just against a bad pitcher. I'm talking about clubbing somebody that like, wow, we actually expected something good out of this and they just got them. I haven't seen that yet, so I don't think that. But that being said, their starting pitching, at least 3 outings, were very, very impressive. And, I mean, DeGrom was impressive. Leiter was fantastic.
He was. And he'll be on today at 2:20 with the G-Vag Nation.
Eovaldi gave you exactly what Eovaldi gives you. And then your bullpen was able to pick up Mally, and your bullpen was able to pick up a couple other moments for DeGrom, too. So that is something where you look at the balance of the team and maybe it is very...
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Balanced and not top heavy or whatever, but it's a balanced team. We just need to, it'll make me feel more comfortable whenever I see the rest of the lineup other than like Adolis here and Wyatt here and Tavares, you know, just all the whole thing doing its job.
So the Rangers third per the Athletics, seventh per ESPN. We've got Bruce Bochy coming up in about 15 minutes. And of course, remember, you can hear the Rangers and the Reds get after it again tonight, 5 o'clock pregame right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I already told you we'll get to Boch, but also Corey has demanded we regrade every NFL QB pick of the last 15 years. First, I thought it said all the draft picks, and I was like, we're going to need more time. We should be able to do that next right here on The Fan.
McCann kept alive and score! Shot by Marchment, tipped in front by Duchesne, and the Stars answer right back to tie the game.
Wanted to throw that out there once again for the Stars. They beat the Kraken again 3-1 in that little two-game miniseries, 8-2 right there, and the Stars have won 6 games in a row as they continue to threaten not only to win the division, but potentially have the best record in all of hockey when the regular season wraps up. They will get after it again on Thursday against the Predators. But right now, before we get to Bruce Bochy, I'm going to throw it over to Corey Majors for a little project that I believe you are interested in.
Yeah, I was checking this out on CBSSports.com, and they were kind of looking at, a lot of people aren't necessarily in on Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Right.
And there's a lot of conversation about, hey, even Jackson Dart and Jalen Milroe, there are a lot of questions about them. Are they going to be this? Are they going to be that? You know, you see upside, and then you also have to say, but what is the lowest ceiling for them, the floor for them? And a lot of times I think people get caught up in the ceiling and don't pay attention to how bad it possibly could go.
That's probably
good. And that, hell, that happened with me with Trevor Lawrence. I was like, dude, everything's there. And I mean, we kind of talked Mike into it too. Other people were talking him into it, but we did too. So I'll admit the miss on that so far.
And like, I don't think that's a bad miss. That was a pretty good consensus of people like, yeah. I think he's going to be awesome.
And granted, he went to Jacksonville, which is the worst place to go, aside from maybe Cleveland. But like, it's a bad thing. So what they did was they went back and graded, and they had home runs, solid return, mixed results, incomplete, and misses.
Okay.
Based on the quarterbacks that have been drafted in the first round over the last 15 years. I don't know how far we're going to make it into this thing, but let's see. Last year's group, Caleb Williams, incomplete. All right, yep. So there's one there. Jaden Daniels, they got him a solid return there.
Yeah, I know it's just one year and it could change, but I think I already feel comfortable being like, oh, yeah.
All right. That one right, and then so Drake May, Penix, J.J. McCarthy, Bo Nix, all incomplete. For Bo Nix,
Bo Nix is closer than the other ones.
I would say more solid return than I would say mixed return on him. But, well, for their list, there he is. One solid return, 5 incompletes based on last year's draft.
I could get that.
All right. Bryce Young, CJ Stroud, Anthony Richardson. Bryce Young, miss. Incomplete.
Oh.
They give incomplete, Kevin. Oh. CJ Stroud,
I think it's a solid return.
Incomplete, according to CBS Sports. Anthony Richardson.
Then miss.
Our first miss of the year.
I mean, look, they needed to bring in somebody in already because they're like, hey, you're not good.
The Texans, that's interesting to me with CJ Stroud, because Stroud, year one, I would say home run. Year two,
that's fair.
Offensive line was bad. What have they done this offseason? They said, we're investing in defense. They're hoping to hit in the draft.
Trade so Larry Tunsil away.
We'll see how that goes. Yeah. 2022, Kenny Pickett, miss. So we'll go ahead and knock that one out. All right. 2021 draft, maybe the worst draft in the history of the world.
Oh, no.
Trevor Lawrence, first mixed result. Zach Wilson, Trey Lance, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, all misses. So that's four.
Yikes.
One, two, three,
man, that was a vaunted quarterback class as well. Ooh.
2020, Jordan Love, solid result.
Yeah.
Justin Herbert, solid result. I would say mixed result, but Tua, mixed result. Joe Burrow.
I mean, that's got to be
home run. So that's the first home run in the last 3 years of drafts.
Do you think Jaden Daniels will be a home run?
Yes.
I think I do.
They've built a good offense for him, too. And as long as Cliff's there with him, I think they're going to be fine offensively. I really do. 2019, Kyler Murray. Mixed result.
I see. I was going to argue mixed result at best, right?
Daniel Jones and Dwayne Haskins.
Oh, my gosh. Miss.
Miss, miss. Oh, all right. Sad. So 2018, Baker Mayfield.
All right. I'm going to argue here miss.
Okay.
Because.
The team that drafted him never got the result.
Exactly.
They have mixed result for him. And that is kind of the idea of, hey, the place he was drafted at.
Yeah.
Was Cleveland, dude. Yeah. What's he supposed to do? But I agree. He didn't save them. Sam Darnold. Miss. Which, even after last year, you saw what happened. He turned back into a pumpkin. Josh Allen.
Hit.
Home run.
Yeah, yeah.
Josh Rosen.
Oh, man.
Where is he now?
Look, Josh Rosen is somebody. If we're talking about how we crashed and burned on some of these picks, I thought Josh Rosen was going to be a big deal. I really did.
I thought that he wasn't because of the whole hot tub. And his,
No.
But I'm with you. And then did I say Lamar Jackson already?
That's
Lamar Jackson at pick number 32, home run.
Yeah.
2017, Mitch Trubisky, miss. Deshaun Watson, mixed results. Although right now it looks like he was a good player.
And that was another one that looked like it was going to be a no-brainer home run.
Yeah.
Now, not so much.
Patrick Mahomes, solid result.
What?
I'm just joking. He's a home run. He's a home run for sure. 2016, Jared Goff, mixed result is what they have on him. I think that's a solid result. I disagree with them on this.
I mean, he did make it to the Super Bowl with his original team.
Carson Wentz, mixed result. I'm going to say miss, but either way. And Paxton Lynch,
miss.
Miss. 2015, Winston, Mariota.
Ooh.
Miss, miss.
Yeah, that was... Do you think this... The Ward-Shador combination is going to end up better than Winston and Mariota.
Yes.
I know I'm not setting the highest bar.
I think Shador's going to land in a place where he's going to be able to grow. And I think Cam Ward is going to be a good quality quarterback.
Okay.
Quality. So I think he'll end up getting a mixed result.
Okay.
More than he will a home run. Blake Bortles, Johnny Manziel, Teddy Bridgewater.
Oh,
one, golly. Two, three misses.
That is a brutal set
EJ
of misses.
Manuel.
That's a miss.
Miss. Andrew Luck. They have him as a home run. So, okay. Robert Griffin III. Ryan Tannehill. Brandon Whedon. Miss, miss, miss.
Oh, RG3 doesn't even get a solid result.
He does not.
Man.
2011, Cam Newton, home run, they say.
Okay.
Jake Locker, Blaine Gabbert, Christian Ponder. Again, these are all first-round drafted quarterbacks. Miss, miss, miss.
But still in life, we give Christian Ponder a home run, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
The 2010, Sam Bradford, Tim Tebow. Sam Bradford got a mixed result.
All right, we're going to get back to the rest of that. I'm really fascinated. Yeah, tough we'll grading there. Right now, brought to you by National Car Rental. It is Bruce Bochy, your Texas Rangers manager. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
We're doing very well. Very excited to get the season started and get to talk with you once again. I know that it's kind of common sense, but I'm hoping you can walk us through some of the nitty-gritty of it. How much does it stress your bullpen early when you don't have a day off and obviously you've had a couple of short starts?
Yeah, it does stress it out a little bit. In fact, there wasn't a lot of strategy involved in the bullpen yesterday. We really had two guys that we could use, Church and Garabito, so that kind of limits the moves you can make when most of you guys have thrown three out of four games. But you know what? We got through it. Garabito, yeah, he gave up some runs, but he did. But we need from the long guy. That's give us innings. Church, same way. We're sitting okay today. We have six guys who are available. But to your point, you know, I never was big on having a day off after that first game. But,
yeah,
you know, the way you're lining up your starters for the season, you are kind of slow playing them today and where they can't go too deep in the game. And so it does get stretched out not having that day off.
Bochy, I don't know if this is fair, especially this early, as far as a question goes, this early in the season, this early in his career, but is Rocker, is he not quite ready for the consistency needed at this level yet?
Well, you know, in fairness to him, yeah, he's missed some time. I think, you know, that is always going to come up, whether he's ready or not. You know, he came in spring training, he was behind a little bit. He got a little bit better as it went. And I said with he and Leiter, we're still going to have growing pains with him. And you know, hopefully he learns from yesterday on his pitch selection, holding the runners. These are things that he'll get better at with experience. So when you lose two starters, you know, we had to push guys a little bit, and he's a guy that came up last year and threw the ball fairly well. So I'm not going to say he's not ready. Was that a good game? No, but I think it will get better with him. The stuff that he has, there's no reason why he's not ready to be a good major league starter that can help us win on a consistent basis. So that's up to us to get him better in all those areas, and we're working at it. And so, I don't go one start. That's his first start. Yeah, a little bump in the road, but next start, hey, we may be seeing something different. He goes five or six quality innings.
Yeah, and that's my hope as well. Now, I'm glad you mentioned Leiter in that part of the conversation too, because I think we all walked away from Friday night going, man, we feel really confident. But the next start, this is now his turn to see how he does the next time and then the next time and the next time, and how important is that to continue? Because like Kevin and I, we did weekend radio. And then we got on every day, and we were like, oh, we have to do this every day. And it kind of changes your approach and all those things.
Yeah, well, with Jack, you know, you're hoping that that start actually jumpstarts him to being a consistent major league starter, which there's no reason why he's not going to be that. We know he's going to be that. So we'll see how it goes tomorrow. But I just love new pitches that he has. I'm talking about the two-seamer, the change-up. I think that's going to help him out. He's holding runners well. He does all the little things you like. He can fill his position. More importantly, he's throwing more strikes now, more quality strikes. Now, what has to happen is do that on a consistent basis, and that's what determines whether they be able to stay in the rotation, performance-based, as you well know. You know, we're not going to have Bradford or Gray for a while. We do have Corbin down there throwing, so we have to make adjustments. Yeah, we'll do it. But meanwhile, we need these kids to help us. And, you know, one had a good start, the other one had a bump. But I really think that, you know, when it's all said and done, we're looking at two really good pitchers.
Obviously, we're talking about a significantly longer time frame with Gray when you mentioned that, since he's on the 60-day IL. Are there any more updates or any kind of time frame for Cody Bradford? Because obviously fans are anxious to see him too.
No, you know what? He's probably going to throw here. I think it's about 10 days now, maybe soft, start throwing easy. But it's going to be, it's going to be a long rehab. We can't push this, so it's going to be a gradual thing. I'm talking 4 weeks probably in that area before he even probably gets on the mound and starts, throwing the hitters. And, that's without talking to our trainer the last couple of days about him. So he could be even in a possible 60 day. That's how close it is and whether he'll be ready when the injury happens. So, but the good news is he is doing well, and that's what we're excited about. So we can't really think about him right now because it's going to be a while before he's back.
Okay, and I don't want to belabor the point. I promise I'll move on after this. Can you tell us anything more about what happened to him? Because we just heard, the scans came back clean. Okay, great. Hopefully no Tommy John. But, obviously it's a long process and a bigger injury.
Well, anytime you get in that, around the elbow area, the forearm, there's always a little concern there. And so you have to slow play this thing. He's had a strain there, and it's really important that you rehab in a proper way. So we're not looking at a possible surgery, and so there's no point in trying to rush this thing and risking losing him. So he felt it throwing the curveball, felt like he's having to grip it tighter, and consequently it did. Affect his forearm area, and that's why we're slow playing this thing.
Yeah.
That's what every club will do with a pitcher like this.
Coach, I was very interested to see how Adolis would step to the plate, because I know he kind of worked on shortening the swing a little bit, and then he went kind of back to what he typically does, and then he gets up there, and now he's just crushing again, and that's awesome to see. And then, I love when he points over at you guys in the dugout after he hits a bomb too. Is there what is the thing that kind of worked for him? Was it just kind of getting away from what he did and then refining himself? What are you seeing there?
I think more than anything, combining his adjustment that he made this winter, shorten up the swing, trying to help his ability not only lay out the high pitch, but to handle that upper rail fastball by being a little quicker to it, cut back the strikeouts, maybe cut back some chasing. He probably overdid a little bit and took away from what we want him to do, and that's some slugging. And he made the adjustment. I thought, when he got a little bit of time off there in spring training, I think he looked at some things and made that adjustment. And so now he's got them both working. And now we got the player that we saw in 2023, a guy that's under control, has good balance up there, and is laying out pitches. But, he's looking to do damage on them. When he first started spring training, he was in a contact mode. And that's not the Garcia that we wanted or want. But, to his credit, though, he did make that adjustment. So I think the first adjustment helped the second.
Do you have a list of players on your team that you think need a torpedo bat?
that's going to be a big topic here, especially with their guy using one, having a big day yesterday for the Reds. And so, I think every club's going to be looking at it. And we are, I can tell you that. And I'm sure there's going to be some bats in here. Peterson, he had one in spring training. I have kidded with a couple players about, hey, it's going to be perfect for you. We're having fun with it, where you can move the sweet spot. But, we're not clicking. I get that we're not. And, it's early. These guys will get the bats going. So as far as this bat, though, it's going to be interesting what happens here with this club, who wants to try it, who wants to use it, because – of what's happening in the game. When a team has success, I don't care if it's with the bats, it could be a pitching adjustment, something, other teams are going to try it, other players are going to try it, and I'm sure we will.
From a logistical standpoint, because I'm just fascinated by the day in, day out work that goes on into this. Do you guys just order a ton of these bats so everyone can try one out? Is that a player by player? I need to order my own new bats. Like, how does that work if you guys are checking them out?
Yeah, the player, they ordered the time they wanted to wait and everything. Yeah, that's really how it's done. Like I said, Peterson, he's got, a couple here, a couple of those bats. And so, guys, I don't know who has interest in ordering them. It was a topic yesterday, but my guess is there's going to be quite a few players that bring them in our club. I can promise you. You know, we're looking at the data, and they will be here, guys. So we'll have that available. It's just like anything that comes in new in baseball. This traject machine, it's a machine that can simulate what the pitcher you're facing is throwing that night. Now, we have one here. We had one in spring training. A lot of clubs have them. It's just, you know, we want to be up on everything. We want to have all the resources possible for these players to help them become the best player that they can be, including these bats.
I think we can all understand how a bat could make a difference. I'm curious, in your playing career, was there ever someone in the clubhouse that was having success because, like, they did their socks differently or wore their hat differently, and you're like, I'll try anything to roll like that guy?
Well, I don't know. You know, going, you know, to that degree as far as socks or anything. But I will say, I know when I came up, Bob Watson, who was a first baseman, he taught me into using this 36-inch, 36-ounce bat. It's a huge bat. He said, all you got to do is catch it out front with it. And so, you know, that got contagious with the ball club. A lot of guys were using it. But that's just an example, you know, where, you know, somebody has success doing something, and it works for them, you're going to try it. And obviously, I couldn't hit like Bob Watson, and I went back to my 35-33, but hey, I tried it, and I loved it at first, but it's a pretty heavy bat to get around when somebody's throwing 97, 98 miles an hour.
Like, yeah, it is. Now, Jake Berger, I think we all expected, you know, he's gonna come in, he's gonna provide some pop to this thing, but that dude's a cat over at first base, man. I did not expect that kind of some of the plays that he's made have been really nice.
Oh, I'm not surprised. You know, we talked about going in spring training, how nice it was for Jake. We're talking about just to concentrate at first base, where he was playing third, playing some first, even a little bit of second base, but his total focus was get better defensively at first base. And Ragsdale worked with him every day. And, he runs better than you think. He's quicker than you think. He has a good arm over there. There's no reason why this guy can't be one of the better first basemen in the game. And he's already made some nice picks over there, some nice plays. So he's going to be just fine there. I thought it was big for him to hit that home run. I think he's been putting a little pressure on himself, being the new guy over here. And so to get that out of the way, I think probably did take some pressure off him.
Hopefully it'll be a short-term deal, but can you tell us anything about what you tell to somebody like Josh Jung, who clearly wants it a lot, but it just seems like he cannot catch a break on the injury front?
Yeah, I called him yesterday to see how he's doing, and he's doing great. We expect him to come off the DL or IL, you have to call it now, when he's ready. So, last thing for him to think this is going to be going on the rest of his career. It goes setback. He is young. He's been on the IL a lot, but we think this is something that will clear up. We'll get this out of the way, and knock on wood, we won't be talking about this the rest of the season.
And then the last thing I was curious about, I know the fan base feels that today is a Nate Eovaldi day. What's that feeling in the clubhouse when you're like, oh yeah, we got Nate going today?
Oh yeah, it's always good to have Nate going, or one of your guys, Nate or DeGrom. Players, they know that, well, for the most part, you know, we're going to have a chance to win the ball game. They're human. You get it. But you know that they're going to give you everything they got, and probably will 90 5% of the time, whatever, you know, they're going to keep you in the game, give you a chance to win. So, you know, this is a good club we're playing. They have a lot of speed. They can do some damage. They're a little different. They're trying to put the ball in play. We do have to adjust on our defense a little bit here. They got some hits to the right side. We're going to try to cover tonight to stop that. But as far as Nate, yeah, there's always a sense of confidence that goes throughout that clubhouse when he's on the mound.
Outstanding stuff as always. Really appreciate it. So glad we've got the opportunity to talk with you every week. Thank you very much, good sir.
Hi, guys. Always good talking with you. Thanks for having me on.
Go get Rangers, Boats.
There you go. You don't have to say that.
Yeah, we do. Every time. That's part of it. It's part of the gig.
I keep hoping he'll forget and he'll be like, oh, yeah, you're that dumbass who said that. Man.
No, maybe he loves it. Maybe he's like, that's the best thing that's ever come out of this conversation with you guys on a weekly basis.
Could be. There's a couple things I want to go over real quick. And I know we did not get to finish the quarterback list. I wanted to throw it out there. The Victory Plus has now surpassed 1 million downloads.
So nice.
We've talked about opportunities to watch the Rangers and the Stars. But the thing about Cody Bradford, man, I was really amped up on opening day because Chris Young said, hey,
sounded more positive.
Yeah, we got some good news about Cody Bradford, which he goes, unfortunately, usually the trainers give me bad news. And now you're kind of hearing from Boach is like, hey, you know, maybe it'll be another 10 days and he'll start to soft toss a little bit. And then the thing that he dropped in there that really caught me off guard, I hadn't even considered this, is he goes, you don't rule out that he'll go on the 60-day IR.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And the goal, it sounds like from them, is to do everything they can so he doesn't have to have surgery. Let the inflammation go away. How long is it going to take for the inflammation to go away? Well, I mean, it depends on everybody's body's just a little bit different. How much Tylenol can we pump into this sucker? Right. How much ice can we give to you? All those things go into play there to see if you can get the inflammation to go away. Once the inflammation's gone, now how does it respond whenever you do what you did before? So it does take time for it, but there is probably the inflammation isn't going away. You know, those things do come into play. And so they are doing everything they possibly can to say he doesn't have to have the surgery. But that could be a final result down the road because, this is the science of body. You kind of have to do things and trial and error to figure out what's wrong.
Like a lot of things in life, I guess you hear a piece of news and just kind of hope for the best version of that.
Right.
And so when it was, hey, Bradford's scans are clean, I was like, okay, hope for the best version of that. Like, we're ready to rock and roll next week.
Exactly.
And that's just not been the way it has played out. And man,
I love your positivity, though. Like, I'm not used to this. Usually there's a huge gray cloud hanging over Kevin.
Oh, what?
And he's out here throwing positivity. And he's like, dude, Bradford might be back tomorrow. And I love it.
I really was hoping for that. But interesting, and I'll try to spin this positively, whether you're Patrick Corbin, and that's probably why he signed with his team, not only because you needed a left-hander, but you saw like a clear path to the rotation, or Leiter, or Rocker, is you see, hey, there is a clear path for me to stay in the starting rotation and stay in the starting rotation for the whole time, or, you know, hopefully for most of the season. And I think that's something super positive for them, whether you're Leiter, who had a really good first start, and by the way, he'll be on with G-Bag today at 220, or Rocker, who struggled in his first start.
Exactly. Did you want to go back to the list to finish
absolutely.
This up? So kind of what I was trying to figure out here is how Broadus always tells us the most difficult position for him is quarterback, to study and to try and get correct.
And by the way, people were waiting for Dak. This is for the first round draft.
First round only. Yes. Yeah. This did not include a conversation about Dak. Ultimately, though, this is how difficult in the first round it seems to be for the NFL. And I don't know if it's the environment you let the guy into. This is what we kind of discuss. I love when Wolchuk said this yesterday. It's a good case study. The environment they get drafted into, because we could probably look at a lot of these names and go, bad team, bad team, bad team. And the reason is they're drafting at the top of the first round. And most teams, Lamar Jackson got lucky to go to the Baltimore Ravens, honestly.
I think that's probably fair.
I think he's a really good quarterback. I do. But I also understand that he landed in a great spot for himself. So did Patrick Mahomes. He landed in a perfect spot for him.
You know who else, by the way, just real quick, is lucky for all of us? It's National Car Rental and Olshan for bringing us that Bruce Bochy interview every single week. Thank you guys very much for that. Thanks to Olshan for, or Olshan, I'm talking like Sharif, for getting in there on this. We look forward to talking to Bochy every single week this season.
All right, Kevin, do me a favor real quick.
Okay.
Actually, I got the number. Never mind.
Oh.
49 quarterbacks that we have listed off here.
Okay.
Out of those 49, there were 6 home runs. That's actually a pretty, it seems like a big number.
Feels low, man.
12% of the picks out of 49. And if you're picking in the first round, you're thinking to yourself, I'm getting a bona fide starter, a bona fide potential Hall of Fame quarterback. Like, that's what your hope is.
Yeah.
You got a Hall of Famer on the way. And maybe a guy that can get us into the playoffs and maybe to a Super Bowl. That's what you're hoping for with the home run. 12%. Solid result, 6%. 3 of them. Mixed result, 8. Incomplete, 7. 25 misses in the first round, which that part of the conversation is, are they just really bad at this? Did they just pick a quarterback because they thought, hey, quarterback is the position we need? Are quarterbacks not that good? And you're just not going to get that many good quarterbacks because the number being 50% of the time you're failing at picking quarterback, why are you even picking quarterbacks in the first round anymore?
Okay, so I have a couple thoughts about that. First of all, the most sobering thought if you're drafting quarterback in the first round here is think about that result. 25 misses. That means every other result combined is 24.
I would also say, Kevin, yes, you're right.
So that means home run, solid, incomplete, any of those are as possible total as you're going to miss.
I would also say I'm probably taking maybe one of those home runs away.
You taking luck? Or
I would take luck out.
Yeah.
Just because ultimately he never completed
it. Okay, I gotcha.
Cam got to the Super Bowl, so I'll give him a home run. He got you to a Super Bowl. He had an MVP. Like, he got you those things.
Does that disqualify Josh Allen?
Every other year was bad for him.
Yeah.
I think we all look at Josh Allen and think the Bills are thinking that's a home run for them. They're consistently in the playoffs. They're consistently have a chance at it.
So
for some reason, it's tough to find the first round guy that's right for you.
And I would hope that this would offer a reminder that you don't have to overreach. Like, for example, the Giants at pick number 3. Oh, you know, maybe they're going to take Shador Sanders. Okay, maybe. Or maybe you could take Travis Hunter, who it feels like, at worst, people think is the second best cornerback and second best wide receiver in this draft, all rolled into one packet, at worst. Or you could take Abdul Carter. I know it'll depend on how the board falls, who could be a potentially game-changing defensive player, or you're going to hope for the best. Because I kind of feel a little bit like you've seen that's what happened with Tannehill, that's what happened with any number of other people, EJ Manuel on this list, and that might be what happens with Jackson Dart. Maybe Jackson Dart's going to end up being really good, but maybe he's going to get picked in the top 18 because the team's like, well, I can't wait for him in the second round.
Right.
And I think that's how you run into a lot of these misses. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Just wanted to update on something. My wife just texted me, and she said,
like the Bosch interview?
Do you know a guy named Jim Johnson? Like, hell yeah, I know a Jim Johnson.
Yeah.
He was on our show recently.
She should be friends with him.
And he was phenomenal.
We saw Jim at the ballpark.
We did see Jim at the ballpark, and he kindly made a donation to MP. Thank you, Jim. We love you, bro.
He's the best.
He is the best.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, I give you an update on Atolo in Canada, but also, it's time for the C Block starring Corey Majors.
Oh my gosh. Did Cal Ripken Jr. really do this? And will Corey Seager have to do it for Rocker? Next on The Fan.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.